Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who put the milk on our shelves, South Dakota's dairy producers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. You bet, it's Dairy Month. I would begin this radio effort by telling the listener when I was a kid, the Hank Wooster family was in the dairy business. Well, actually, we milked two cows. Only one of those gave any milk, but then that's another story. Allow me to begin today's effort with a simple thank you from all of the folks who produce corn to all the folks who make up our state's dairy industry. The reason is simple. South Dakota's 219 dairy farms and their 120,000 dairy cows are a huge part of corn production in our state. The reason obvious. When we combine corn silage, and DDGs, last year those cows consumed some 18 million bushel of corn. That's about 20% of all the corn produced in South Dakota. I remind the listener that we're talking only about dairy cows. We visited last week about the fact that as our corn farmers continue to get better at producing corn, the need for more and varied uses of that corn increases. The dairy industry is a big part of that usage discussion, which is why the growth in our dairy industry is so important. I found it interesting. 10 years ago, South Dakota had 87,000 dairy cows. Currently, that number is 120,000. Next year, it's estimated that it will rise to 130,000. What makes this increase even more important is the growth of the dairy processing in our state. Valley Queen and Milbank expanding from 4 million pounds of milk a day to 5 million. Agripura and Lake Norden going from 3 million pounds per day to 9 million. Very importantly, the additional production in those two plants will involve another 150 full-time employees. Thank the dairy industry during Dairy Month? I should say so. Speaking of thanks, I want to thank several of the main sponsors of this year's very successful Corn Cob Open. Powat, Syngenta, Monsanto, Hefty, Bayer, Channel, Northwestern Energy, Pulse and Marketing, and WNAX. You can take a look at all of this year's sponsors at sdcorn.org. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe when you're working. Thanks for what you do.